Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. Today is January 13th, 2020. We are embarking on some big energies at this time in the new year and the new decade. And I think in today's show, it'd be very beneficial to take a breath, pause, and understand what is shifting for you in three areas of your chart. So in today's show, I do recommend grabbing your natal astrology chart so that you can follow along. You can look at what's coming up in your chart, what is changing, and also understand how these changes are messages for you. And one of the gifts of astrology is putting together these messages, understanding what is shifting for you, what is showing up in your world for you to look at and address from a place of power. In last week's show, we talked about how there's this sense of your former self and your new self emerging, and how it could feel like there's this wrestling match inside of you around how you used to do something, how you used to think, how you used to see things, how you used to respond, what it used to trigger. Now we're in an era where the energies are greatly supporting what you're consciously choosing based on everything you've learned about yourself. So this is an energy of saying, okay, I've been there, done that in these areas of my life. I've had certain experiences. I've reacted in a certain way. I've held communication in a certain way. I've felt a certain way. I'm going to observe all that and see that in myself, but I'm also now going to make some new conscious choices going forward that feel more powerful. We have new opportunities now to work with these energies of change, these energies of fresh new possibilities, and to work within yourself around what you're ready to embark on that is actually for your best and highest good. So we talk about higher consciousness on this program, and I've done so for years, but it's something you practice. It's something you do. It's where you hold yourself responsible for your own growth, for your own learning, for your decisions, for how you're going to be in the world in a whole new way. And so much of right now is based on these themes of holding ourselves to higher standards. This is one of the higher expressions of Capricorn energies, and we have a lot of planets in Capricorn at this time, which I'm going to discuss. And we're meant to make some very clear, wise decisions that serve our long-term direction. And you're going to be self-assessing what you're ready to change, what you know is calling you, what area of your life perhaps has felt tangled and intense or challenging and heavy, and where you can now make some new, fresh choices going forward. So it's a very big time to practice this higher consciousness, to stop yourself from staying in any types of loops, be it emotional loops, spiritual loops, psychological loops, mental loops, and to say, wait, been there, done that. I know there's new choices here. There's new ways I can be in the world. And that is a commitment that you make to yourself. So let's take a look at the three areas of your natal chart that are undergoing significant change right now. We're going to start with the latest eclipse. That was at 20 degrees of Cancer. So the house in your chart where 20 degrees of Cancer resides is where this emotional punch of energy is coming through for you. And if you need help locating a degree in your chart, on my YouTube channel, I have a teaching video that's called How to Find a Degree Point in Your Chart. And that's designed to help you understand what you're looking at when you look at your natal chart. Because I know that people who listen to this show, you're very beginners to advanced, to professionals. So everyone shows up with a different knowledge base. And it's important to understand that everybody has all 360 degrees of the zodiac in their natal chart. Your Western tropical astrology natal chart is a circle composed of all 12 astrological signs, and all 12 signs have 30 degrees from 0 to 29. So you're looking on your natal chart at where Cancer is and then where 20 degrees of Cancer is, and that's where this big eclipse just happened, where the moon was alone in its own home sign of Cancer and opposing the strong lineup of energies in Capricorn. So understanding this Cancer energy is important because you're going to actually be looking at your emotional wounds with this eclipse. This 20 degree point has been worked with throughout 2018 and 2019. So this is an energy that you've probably been unconsciously working with for at least 2 years. And what you're meant to understand is what you need to let go of. Because Cancer can hold on to resentments. It withholds its feelings and can expect someone else to understand how you feel without communicating. It is at times a wounded inner child, consciously or not. It is at times those parts of us that we feel too vulnerable to express. And so what we're being asked to do is to grow and to stand in our emotional maturity rather than an emotional wound, and to look at how you would honestly and authentically express your feelings from the heart. This maturity is showing up through all the Capricorn planets, but the Cancer energy is a soft spot. It can certainly relate to the mother wound, your early experiences of a mother, your early experiences in childhood of how your feelings were received, acknowledged, or heard. It can go back to the unconscious patterns you've had throughout your life around how to manage your feelings. Cancer is how you manage your internal world, how you listen to your heart, how you listen to your feelings, how you listen to your gut, how you trust yourself, essentially, and how your feelings are a very important layer of your truth. So with this eclipse, we're all getting this emotional punch that says, look at this, understand who you are, understand that this energy ultimately is not meant to pull you backwards. It's not meant to pull you back in time, but it could be that you take 2 steps back first before you take 3 steps forward. That's because of how Cancer is, again, related to childhood, early emotional programming, your emotional experiences with your mother. It's essentially that emotional umbilical cord. So we're all needing to take responsibility for our emotional world and what is coming up for us that's ready to evolve and change. So the house that contains 20 degrees of Cancer, the house is the environment. The house is the area of life where this energy is the biggest for you. And so that will be different for everybody depending on which house you have 20 degrees of Cancer in. So understand how this is a very important part of Western tropical astrology is the house placement for every eclipse. And those of you who are in my January Soul Growth Astrology webinar, we talk about what all this means at a deeper level and get into what you're really meant to pay attention to. You can, of course, still sign up for that monthly webinar if you want to go deeper into seeing your chart and learning your chart through these eclipses. So that's one area of your chart that has a lot of intensity right now, 20 degrees of Cancer. The other area of your chart is exactly opposite. The house exactly opposite, which is where you'll find 20 to 22 degrees of Capricorn. Now this is where the Capricorn energies are all lined up. We've been talking about this for many months now. It's where the Sun and Mercury were conjunct at 20 degrees, while Pluto and Saturn were conjunct at 22 degrees alongside Ceres. And so there's a big lineup here in this house in your chart that brings attention to Capricorn areas of growth, being mature, being responsible, taking responsibility, a willingness to understand yourself from a detached perspective, an understanding of what you are needing to work on, where you're needing to be in your integrity, where you're needing to think about things for the long term, not simply an impulsive in the moment feeling or experience. And what's interesting here is that this energy in Capricorn, along with the energy in Cancer, is associated with the parental axis and how the mother and father archetypes influence us, influence who we are in the world, influence who we are at home, influence how we feel at home. This is Cancer. Capricorn being how you then present yourself in the world, how you feel confident, how you feel ready to succeed, your goals, your desire to get away from the family, your desire to do something on your own, make something of yourself in your world. This is strong Capricorn energies, and it's a very big part of the chart right now because so much energy is saying it's time to evolve. It's time to change and transform in a very powerful manner with all of this Capricorn energy. So we're all doing this, essentially. We're all feeling this intense emotional wave in the Cancer areas of our chart while we have to show up in the Capricorn areas of our chart and take responsibility. Essentially, what you're doing is being your own mother and father. And you're being asked to do so at a higher consciousness. So you understand the Cancer energies that are your emotional feelings, experiences, whatever is coming up for you right now could be very intense. This is where you are learning to mother yourself in a new way. And then the Capricorn energies would be associated with how you're taking responsibility for yourself, how you're understanding that this is your life and you need to be aware of your choices and what you are committing to for the long term. So we're essentially reprogramming the mother and father archetypes that we've unconsciously held and how those energies have shown up in our lives, and we are merging them together in a way that honors the Capricorn areas of, I feel like, a solid, strengthening self-identity. So in Capricorn, at this time, as I do this show, we have the exact conjunction of the Sun conjunct Pluto at 22 degrees, 48 minutes, as I do this show live on January 13th. And then Saturn is at 22 degrees, 52 minutes. So there's an intense urge to do something differently, to face a fear, to shine light on a part of yourself that has been afraid or held back, that wasn't ready to change perhaps, but now there's a push. The Sun in Capricorn illuminating Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn is reminding you that you have the light. You have the ability to shine a light on what matters to you now, where you're going next, where your power resides, where your mastery is, and how all of this travels with you. It all travels with us. And where are you ready to say yes to doing something new and different that perhaps is freaking you the hell out, or that seems so scary that you don't know if you can do it? This is part of the Sun conjunct Pluto. Pluto being where we're here to transform deeply, how something needs to be complete, a lesson, an energy, an emotion, a thought process, something has to, with your own free will, has to be complete. Now, at times this can be outside of our free will, and it can be something that feels like you're forced to complete or that you have no choice. That is a perception and power dynamics, which Pluto always brings up. And it's going deeper into the soul's growth of, well, maybe at the human level, it doesn't look like I'm choosing this. But at the soul level, I can choose to grow through this. I can choose to be more through this because I travel with my power. So this sun conjunction here brings in the light, the illumination, the energy, the warmth, and a new consciousness around what's been operating in the background. And again, the Pluto energy can certainly relate to emotional programming, subconscious fears, why you chose certain things or did certain things that you didn't even know you were doing it, and you're like, wait a minute, stop this train. This is not right for me. I want more than this. I know there's better. There's something that's deeply changing within each of us right now, and that's a really big deal. And we're all feeling it to some degree, whether or not it's spoken about through astrology or some other means. But it's an understanding that this is a significant time for all of us to face a fear, face a vulnerability, look at something with higher consciousness, and to then act with the right level of integrity and self-respect. And so then we bring in Saturn here, who strengthens our backbone, who gives us a sense of purpose, who says this is for your best and highest good, and we have to work for it. This is not easy. These are not shortcuts. This is not anyone giving you something. This is the deep, intense work that you're doing, you're choosing to do because you know you're strong enough. You know you're powerful enough. You know you're made to keep going. So we have this sense of ourselves that is changing deeply. And it can be flippin' scary. And it can bring up all the stuff that we didn't even know was there. It's intense, it's deep, it's real. And it's also, at the end of the day, pretty damn awesome. Pretty damn amazing that we can change so deeply to create a new sense of self that's based on higher power, a new sense of possibilities, a new sense of what my life could be, where I could go, what I'm capable of. What I feel actually around this time that's quite interesting is that in other lifetimes, this is the energy of most likely some type of death. And you look back on even centuries ago, people didn't have a long lifespan as we do now. And yes, I am speaking more about Western culture and developed world standards. But there were times when you were lucky to live to 40. You know, the health information wasn't available. There wasn't the right sanitation. There was a lot of issues with violence and wars, etc. So when you look at how in other lifetimes this would have been a death, it can feel that way. It can feel like, okay, this part of me is dying. I understand it's falling away. It's shifting. It's changing. It's transforming into something else. But with Pluto, the transits are slow. Pluto moves slowly. Maybe, for example, in 2020, it's only going to move 3 degrees. So it starts the year here at this intense point of 22 degrees, and it gets to nearly 25 degrees and then goes back to 22 degrees. So Pluto transits last typically about 18 months. They might last only 9 months, depending on the retrograde activity, but they can last for also years. So this is where the intense transformation is happening in your chart, where this 22 degrees of Capricorn energy is, and it's the opposite point, again, of that eclipse at 20 degrees of Cancer. So see how right away, two areas of your chart are in a seesaw, teeter-totter, back and forth, your energy could feel split, and you can't ignore it. That's the other part of this, is that you are feeling the feels, stuff is happening, things are really alive in the emotional body and the emotional space. But then all this Capricorn energy is requiring us to keep showing up. You know, there's no shortcuts. There's work to be done. There's things we have to take care of. There's no rest for the weary. We also have here in this area of your chart the dwarf planet Ceres. And she is associated with the harvest, motherhood, parenting, what it means to care for another. She's connected to the cycles of the earth, fertility, and what it means to care for something in a responsible manner. Now, on my YouTube channel, I do have a playlist that talks all about asteroids, goddesses, and dwarf planets, and I have a specific video on Ceres that will show more about her energies, the archetypes of her energies. She goes into the deeper mother imprint, as she was the mother of Persephone, who was abducted by Hades. And Hades, by the way, is connected to Pluto. So Ceres is here visiting Pluto and looking at this story of what was taken from her. They are both in Capricorn. They have wisdom, experience. Ceres is certainly the crone energy at this time in her journey through Capricorn. She's learned a lot. She's seen many things through her seasons of life. And she's meeting up with Pluto, Saturn, and the Sun. And essentially looking at what her needs are, what her role is, the changing roles of modern parenting, of modern motherhood, where you're exhausted, where you are needing to take some time to care for yourself, what fears came up through loss. Because Ceres and Pluto have a very interesting archetypal story, they represent what was taken, what was denied, what was removed. And now with the Sun and Saturn here, there's an understanding of what you're meant to take forward and how you begin again and where you put the intention to create a new harvest in the next cycle of life. So there's a deeper imprint here around what we feel has been lost. And it's quite interesting because as this Saturn-Pluto conjunction occurred exact, I felt a solemnness. I felt a sadness. I felt that in the collective energy that we all have stories of loss. We all have stories of grief and sadness, what was beyond our control that was removed. What we thought we had to perhaps fight for to keep. I feel like there's something really important here, a lot of wisdom around the human experience, that the human experience is innately filled with grief and loss, that it's something we learn to manage, to work through, to understand in ourselves, that we can look at it energetically and spiritually about everything being energy and nothing is really loss, but our feelings give us other messages. So there's something about this time that could have a sense of where you've even personalized the loss of what you thought you could have saved or you thought you could have done differently or you thought you could have done better. And that's certainly part of the human experience too, the mental paths we go down. And with Mercury and Capricorn, that energy is quite alive. These stories are very active right now in the collective. And there's something to be said around being in that energy. Perhaps you're familiar with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's 5 stages of grief, and that they are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. However, each of these stages can be felt for different lengths of time. They can overlap. You could feel like you have a big whammy of all five at once. Everyone moves through them differently, and yet they are a universal theme in our lives at times. And I'm getting the sense that we are intuitively picking up that there are changes happening, energetic, spiritual, soul growth changes that are both really amazing and exciting, and the other spectrum of release, letting go, completions that can trigger some big emotional wounds. Now, of course, this is general information, and you must assess what is accurate for you, what is right for you. It will certainly feel like something that pertains to you if your natal chart has any degree points that are being strongly aspected at this time. So not only is it the 20 degrees of Cancer and the 22 degrees of Capricorn, which I would even give up to a 7-degree orb for the moon and a 7-degree orb for Mercury and the sun. The slower moving planets such as Pluto and Neptune have a smaller orb, typically just 2 to 3 degrees, because as I explained, Pluto will only move 3 degrees in a year. So you would not give Pluto a bigger orb because it wouldn't be till, you know, at least a year or 2 years until Pluto gets to say 26 degrees or 27 degrees of Capricorn. So you pay attention to those orbs. And then you also would look at the other aspects that are being created in your chart through squares, such as to Aries or Libra, which are the other two cardinal signs. You could also be experiencing this energy in a more productive, transformative manner. If you have any planets or points in the earth or water signs, because that would then create a trine or sextile to this particular energy. So everyone's feeling it differently, everyone's working with it differently, but these are some of the bigger themes that are happening. So many people are ready for their next steps, their next adventure, their next area of life, and yet in the background, there's something working within us that must also be acknowledged as we reprogram these mother and father archetypes, as well as allow ourselves any space and time to grieve or let go of a chapter in life that is now complete. So now let's look at the third area of your chart that's also undergoing significant life change. And that would be where 2 degrees of Taurus resides for you, since that is where Uranus is stationing direct. And that also happened on January 10th, 2020, the same day as the eclipse. So we have all these big energies happening together. And please keep in mind that this is very rare, because any of these energies could happen any time of the year, as I've spoken about before. So, for example, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn could happen at any time. It doesn't necessarily need to line up with the Sun and Mercury being in Capricorn, much less a lunar eclipse. The point in your chart where 2 degrees of Taurus is located is where Uranus has been stimulating this part of your life since July 2018. And that would be a year and a half ago, was the first time Uranus reached 2 degrees of Taurus. It hung out there for July and August and part of September 2018, a year and a half ago. And that would have been something coming to your awareness around the Taurus areas of life, which include your values, what matters to you, what has meaning, your possessions, your money, your resources, what you have deemed worthy of purchasing. There's the deeper energy here of self-value and self-worth. So Uranus has come through and essentially triggered all of us to look at how much we are loving and valuing ourselves, how much we are accepting ourselves, how much we are saying, this is who I am and I'm good enough. I'm lovable. I'm worthy of the life that I want. And the Uranus energy is shocking. It's quick. It's groundbreaking. It's an earthquake. It awakens us to what we didn't realize before. It can be associated with the chaos or the drama of the unexpected. I can feel like life is a roller coaster in this area of your chart. And because Uranus is also an outer planet, it moves slowly and traverses back and forth over certain sections of your chart, and it will only be there once every 84 years. So at this time, Uranus is coming back to where it was in the summer, July, August, September of 2018, where something came to your awareness unexpectedly, abruptly. Perhaps it wasn't pretty, or perhaps it was a revelation that was huge and welcomed. But this is a very dynamic energy, and it breaks up where we've been stuck. Because Taurus can be stubborn, it can resist change. It is the energy of where we want stability and reliability. And it comes through this Uranus energy and really shakes up the snow globe, so to speak, and gets things moving and uncertain, and it can create a lot of anxiety. So this is actually an energy that has been ongoing. Uranus came back here to 2 degrees in April 2019, and then again visited this 2 degree mark in late December until now. So now Uranus is direct and will not return to this part of your chart. But take a look at where 2 degrees of Taurus is. And again, that house that it's in is shaken, shaken, shaken. There's change happening, ready or not. It can be working with your finances, with your resources, with how you have organized your life, your sense of stability, your sense of self. It can be triggering you to look at some bigger issues around how you value yourself and love yourself based on your own opinion, not anybody else's advice, not anybody else's opinion or what they say. It's you determining a new foundation in your life based on what matters to you now. But because this Uranus energy is so jolting, it can feel like you've just been tossed up and down and there hasn't been a break. Well, now Uranus is going to move away from this point in your chart, and it won't return here again. But there's something that has shifted for you permanently in what you've come to understand. The gifts of Uranus bring in a higher awareness of ourselves, bring in a sense of knowing that life changes, but you can always trust yourself, and that the stability is within you, the strength is within you, even when there's a lot happening around you. So as Uranus moves forward in 2020, it's going to go to 10 degrees of Taurus by the middle of 2020, and then retrograde back to 6 degrees. So from 2 to 5 degrees of Taurus, you have deeply changed in a way that is for your own sense of trust in the unknown. This can also bring you quantum leaps forward, where something wasn't clear, something was shaky or rocky, and you were uncertain of what would transpire. This, when Uranus moves away from a degree point, it settles down. You know, it gets a sense of, okay, I'm out of the dryer. I'm out of the washing machine now. I'm just going to chill out. And it changes permanently what's been experienced, okay? So this is significant because now, as you move into 2020, you're meant to take with you a new sense of how you love yourself in the world, how you are in your own corner, so to speak, how you stand up for yourself, how you allow yourself to be who you are without anyone's self-imposed anything, how you're able to say, this is who I am. And you know, Uranus is the energy of being an individual, being yourself and loving who you are, you know, scrapes and burns and bruises and all of it, just loving who you are, loving your mistakes, loving where there were failures, loving where there were setbacks, not necessarily loving those experiences so much as just loving how you got through them and how you showed up for yourself, how you stood in your own sense of, I can do this. And I think that that's one of the gifts of this Uranus in Taurus, is that it can rise your self-acceptance and self-confidence to a point that you see what you can handle next. So to review, three areas of your chart are big right now. That 20 degrees of Cancer, 20 to 22 degrees of Capricorn, and then 2 degrees of Taurus. So when you identify the houses where these energies are showing up, you're going to connect some dots. Things are going to make some sense. You're going to see where there's been the big intense energies or turmoil or permanent changes. And you're meant to move forward now with this higher consciousness. You know, going back to how I started the show, it's an understanding that you could privately be going back and forth with yourself around what to do next, because there's the old way that's comfortable, but there's the new way that has more rewards and promises, and also a sense of looking at your own strength as you move into a new self-identity. Now, obviously, there's other energies happening at this time, but this is what's really the focal point. And I also want to point out that also we also have all planets direct. So there's a lot of forward movement here. It is a rocket booster. It is a sense of jumping and going for it and moving into these new parts of life, these new parts of yourself. In February, we will have the first Mercury retrograde of the year. But until then, we are moving ahead. And by the way, this has been a theme for a number of years now. It's been really cool to witness that the beginning of each year in January, all planets have been direct for a number of years now. And so this gives us that willingness and desire to take action as we coincide with the calendar and we understand what's supported in the year ahead as we embark on the new adventures, new accomplishments, new goals, new, and the energy is supporting us in this new direction. Now, if you need help finding any of this information for yourself, you can find it on a number of free websites. I always recommend astro.com. I've followed that website for, I think, nearly 30 years now, and I trust it because it has very clear professional resources, and the write-ups of the transits and the information are done by professional astrologers such as Rob Hand and Liz Green and others. So it has very good information. I know there's various apps that people use to understand their astrology. Astro-seek.com is another website. Time Passages is popular, and there's many others. So certainly find what works for you. Know that astrology is something that we learn over time. It is not a fast or quick understanding. You're putting together a new way to conceptualize yourself. It is a language. It involves, you know, sitting and thinking about things and understanding it for yourself. So know that it takes time to put all this stuff together, and it's also what makes it quite exciting and quite fascinating as well. If you would like to advance your own astrology, I do offer a variety of classes that you can find below this podcast. They're all reasonably priced to help as many people as possible. And I believe it is a gift to know your own energy. And in fact, it's your responsibility. to know who you are, to know yourself in this way. And if astrology calls to you, it can be quite a wild ride to explore more about what you are here to embody in this lifetime. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online. That's where I offer business resources and business development videos for healers, authors, light workers, intuitives, spiritual guides. I just want to help people with their soul mission work. And then I have my other website, consciousschoolchic.com, which is actually undergoing a big renovation. And I'll be releasing a new website soon. But that's my author website, where you can find more about the 12 books that I've put out into the world, as well as some of the spiritual teachings and consciousness topics. I hope any or all of this resonates with you and supports who you are now, as well as who you are becoming in this year ahead. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time, energy, and presence. And I'll be back on Wednesday for our weekly intuitive astrology of the week ahead. Thank you so much, friends, and have a beautiful week ahead. Big stuff happening, but hey, we're ready for it, and we've totally got this. I'll see you soon.